For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The game is a lot earlier than it normally is. We're going to have a warm night tonight at Huntington Bank Stadium. The University of Minnesota, Floyd of Rosedale on the line. The Minnesota Golden Gophers, the Iowa Hawkeyes, the man who covers them for the Pioneer Press, and online at TwinCities.com, Andy Greeter joins us. Andy, good to visit with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, Steve, how are you been?
Yeah, good, good. And the Gophers, an opportunity to hang on to Floyd.
Yeah, they have not won two games in a row in this rivalry since 2010, 2011. They hadn't won it at all until last year. Before that, it had been eight straight losses against Iowa. So, yeah, there's an opportunity on the table to be able to, you know, hold on to Floyd for their back-to-back years for the first time in over a decade. You know, the Hawkeyes come in as a three-point favorite, and it looks like it's going to be a low-scoring affair like a lot of these games have been over the last few years.
Yeah, the game at Kinnick where the Gophers brought Floyd back to Minneapolis, that was a low-scoring game. And there's still talk about the controversial fair catch call. It's crazy how long folks have been talking about that and the impact on the game.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's not so much controversial as contentious, right? I think it was the correct call that was made. I mean, it was an invalid fair catch signal. You could see players going down to cover the punt that were reacting to the wave off that was going on during that Cooper DeJean return. I think it was kind of the circumstances of when it happened, very late in the game, during a review process, and taking a touchdown off the board that was going to be the go-ahead score. I think all of those things, kind of when it happened and the drama and the high stakes and how that really flipped the game, that kept it such a lasting thing, and also have it be a deciding thing in what is, you know, a very bitter rivalry. But I think it was the right call. I'd imagine that there are a lot of people on the Iowa side that disagree with that. But, I mean, you can read the rule book, and it's very, very clear that the correct call was made.
Yeah, huge game. You mentioned the rivalry, Floyd of Rosedale, all of that. Oh, by the way, the game is on NBC tonight, so there is a national audience, and that isn't lost on the coaches, P.J. Fleck in particular and his coaching staff, how important it is to play well when you have these opportunities.
Yeah, no doubt. I think you're going to have a showcase to be able to put your best foot forward in a rivalry game and also be able to go to 3-1 on the season. And also be able to do so knowing that you have a very difficult schedule coming up. Obviously, two of those games are playing on national TV right now in Michigan and USC, and they go to the Big House next week before they host the Trojans here in 2 weeks. So it's a real opportunity to chalk up a win because given the Gophers' schedule, it's going to be a difficult one the rest of the way.
Yeah, Andy, this team so far defensively has played pretty well. They got beat by North Carolina 19-17 and then shutouts against Rhode Island and Nevada. It's been a while, back-to-back shutouts.
Yeah, it's been 62 years since 1962. I know that, you know, it was an FCS opponent in Rhode Island, and the team picked to finish last in the Mountain West in Nevada. But to be able to shut out teams in modern-day college football is impressive. I think the Gophers have been doing it in a very unique way. They have 9 turnovers. They have 7 interceptions. And that's been a huge point in their ability to shut teams out. They've also been, you know, blitzing quite often with new defensive coordinator Corey Heatherman's scheme. So they've been able to get after quarterbacks, and they've been able to turn them over and post 2 back-to-back shutouts. Now, I think Iowa provides a different challenge. You know, Caleb Johnson, the Hawkeyes running back, leads the nation this season in rushing yards, and he's one of 2 running backs in the country that has over 300 yards after contact. Now, the first one is Omarion Hampton, who Gopher fans will remember broke, you know, multiple tackles in that season opening game for North Carolina. Now, the Gophers have, you know, tightened up their tackling issues that they had in the first week. I kind of chalk some of that up to being the first game of the year and not really tackling much in fall camp. Now they need to be able to tackle well in this game to be able to get off the field and stop the run, because Iowa has not been able to do very much in the passing game. They love, obviously, to go to their tight ends. But if you're able to make them one-dimensional and take away the running game, then I think the Gophers can have some success tonight.
It was announced as a sellout. I would expect, based on proximity, there are a lot of Hawkeye fans in the building tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what the circumstances are going to be. You know, I'm looking out at the tailgating lots right now, and I see a lot of maroon out there. Obviously, it's a maroon out for fans, and there's quite a few that are out for this game. Now, you know, black kind of blends in with maroon, so it'll be difficult to see how much black there is in the crowd under the lights here tonight. But it's going to be a festive environment. There's plenty of opportunity for fans to get lubricated, if you will, given the fact that they have all day to be able to enjoy it.
Well, and we welcome all those Iowa fans to town, and I hope they spend a lot of money. Like when Caitlin Clark would visit, they were good about spending their money in town. One final thought, Andy. I know you got to run. You got to get to a briefing here, and we'll keep an eye on social media for an update on that. Quarterback play. The Gophers brought in a veteran quarterback, and season going forward, having a guy who's been around leading the team at quarterback's a big deal.
Absolutely, and you've seen the Gophers offense shift to better suit his skill set. You're seeing a lot of short and intermediate passing game going to Max Brosmer. He's been able to complete nearly 70% of his passes. He's a guy that is a pre-med major who enjoys playing chess, and you can see him able to kind of dissect different defenses and get the ball out quickly, and the Gophers have been able to do that with a lot of success. What they haven't been able to do is run the ball very effectively here this year. And Iowa's defense is very strong on all three levels and will be a challenge tonight to be able to see what sort of run-pass mix they have, how much they're able to commit to the run, even if those yards are really hard, especially early, and how much they turn to Max Brosmer on crucial third downs.
All right, Andy, I know you got to run. Thanks for the time, as always.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, there he is. Andy Gradier once again covers the Golden Gophers and the Loons for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. And once again, they have pregame availability. That's coming up very shortly. If anything comes out of that, we'll pass it along. 6:30 start tonight on NBC. Iowa the slight favorite to bring Floyd of Rosedale back to Iowa City.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.